1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. New restrictions on the abortion medication mifepristone were set to take effect Saturday, but the Supreme Court now issued a five-day administrative stay. ABC's Rachel Scott explains what that means.
As of now, mifepristone can still be administered up to 10 weeks of pregnancy and remains available via telehealth and by mail for at least five more days.
Justice Samuel Alito only putting this on hold until late Wednesday, which means we could learn as early as next week whether the Supreme Court decides to take up this case.
Jack Teixeira was in court Friday in Boston. Authorities say the Air Force National Guardsman posted classified documents online. Charging documents do not say anything about his possible motive. Former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, long considered a 2024 Republican presidential possibility, said on Friday he's decided not to run. An explosion was reported at a port in western Japan just before Prime Minister Kishida was set to speak. Nobody was hurt. One person has been detained. This is ABC News. The sons of the notorious drug lord known as El Chapo were among the dozens charged by the Justice Department as part of a wide-ranging fentanyl traffic investigation.
Among the 28 Sinaloa cartel members and associates charged with trafficking fentanyl into the U.S., the three sons of notorious drug kingpin Joaquin El Chapo Guzman. The sons, known as the Chapitos, earning a violent reputation. Attorney General Merrick Garland says the cartel's methods are brutal.
They have fed some of their victims, dead and alive, to tigers belonging to the Chapitos.
Meanwhile, the Treasury Department sanctioning entities and individuals in China and Guatemala for allegedly providing raw materials for the production of fentanyl. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Baseball history was denied when the Tampa Bay Rays lost for the first time this year. They had won 13 straight to start the season. A win over the Blue Jays would have made the most in a row since 1900, but they were beaten by Toronto 6-3. Brian Clark, ABC News.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you. You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold. 1993 to 1999 and again 2001 to 2003. 125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football. You're about to find out. Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturday and Sunday at 1 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Hello? I'm a Marine.
No matter how you served.
My buddies from the Army are all gone now. I'm really alone.
No matter what you're going through.
I keep getting calls about the bills, and I'm trying to get a job. I feel so stuck.
We are here for you. If you or a veteran in your life is experiencing thoughts of suicide, dial 988. Then press 1 to reach the Veterans Crisis Line.
Up US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous, as in Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
people who could recognize that they were of value. The Journal Sentinel has an article about this, and they have they printed a picture of these prints. I am not an art aficionado by any stretch of the imagination, but this would never have stopped me, and I would have gone, ooh, that's worth big money.
Yeah, no, me neither.
You know, all the credit to our resource staff, because, you know, they are seeing thousands of items come in every month. And, you know, it's everything from a lawnmower to, you know, a refrigerator to things like this. And so I often say they're just the pricing of what they have to do is one of the hardest jobs in our organization, because you just never know what's going to show up. And so all the credit to them for having that keen eye to really spot something like this, because, you know, a lot of these treasures, you know, I'm sure slip through the cracks with us, and that's great. You know, I love that people can, I get stories all the time of somebody coming into Restore and has a, you know, amazing find, and they tell me, I bought this at a Restore for $10 and I found out it's worth $1,000. I love hearing those stories, you know.
That's antique roadshow right there.
Exactly.
So did these donors know that this was in these buckets of artwork? Did they do this willingly?
You know, so it was, these buckets of artwork were stored away in their storage. And when we came across and found out, all right, this is something of significant value, of course, we were appreciative of the entire donation, but we wanted to make sure that they knew what they had given us here. So first thing that we did was reach out to them.
Oh, good.
And you know, they didn't confirm nor deny if they knew that was in there, but they were very gracious to say, you know what, we're so happy that you found the value in it, and we made this donation so that it could benefit your mission, and so we're just so excited that it's even more than we expected.
And you know what, Jake, that's one of the many, many wonderful things about Habitat for Humanity, is that you did that, and you went back to make sure that they knew what they had given away and double-checked to make sure that it was cool. And I'm not saying that there are other organizations that wouldn't have done that, but maybe one that I run would have run might not have done that. So I think, I just think that's wonderful. And that's plays along into the spirit of the whole Habitat for Humanity vibe.
Absolutely. No, and we're just so grateful that to have supporters like that that are just so generous with the things that they no longer need and are willing to share it with us so we can benefit our mission.
Okay, let me just ask you, because you got an auction coming up, right? You're going to auction these things off. I'm going to make a prediction right now. This is Carol. I'm going to say you're going to make way more than what you think they're valued at. You're going to have somebody that's going to show up that's going to write you a big, fat check.
Gosh, I sure hope so.
when is the auction set for, and where is it going to be, Jake, if anybody listening would like to go and write you a big, fat check?
Absolutely. So the auction is being hosted through Hinman Auctioneers. If you just Google Hinman Auctioneers, you can find it on their website. The auction is going to be happening a week from today on August 20th. Thank you very much. It feels like August
right
now.
Yes, it
does. April 20th.
So what will the money that you raise from this, what kind of stuff
you know
does
him
that
as the nose tackle for the green
what
and gold.
1993 to 1999,
so
and again 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Saturday and Sunday at 1 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. Mainly cloudy overnight with lows around 55. Southerly winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Mainly cloudy skies expected again tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 77. Cloudy tomorrow night. Scattered thunderstorms likely. Lows level off around 51. Upper 50s Sunday with a chance for scattered storms. Chance for mixed precipitation on Monday. Highs in the upper 30s. About an inch of snow Sunday night through Monday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 68.
Keeping the Fox Valley connected, informed, and entertained. This is Civic Media.
Oftentimes, this program is serving a lot of families on fixed incomes who have owned their home for years, maybe have retired, but, you know, homes that were built in the 1910s, 1920s, and they're in serious need of repair for the family to you know, age in place, to stay in their homes. But on those fixed incomes, sometimes it can be difficult to replace that whole roof in one shot. And so what we do with our critical home repair program is we make repairs like that affordable for local homeowners as well.
Jake Brandt is with Milwaukee's Habitat for Humanity. And we started talking about the incredible discovery of three prints from renowned British artist Bridget Riley that are expected to go for anywhere between $35,000 to possibly more April 20th. They're going to be going up for auction with the proceeds going to Habitat for Humanity. Jake, tell me a little bit about, we have talked to people from Habitat before, but I think for people who feel isolated, who don't feel they have much community of their own, I think working on these projects with other volunteers is really good for you.
It's truly an amazing experience. You know, whether you want to get out on the build site and swing a hammer or, you know, work finding these treasures in a restores and, you know, working with customers or being a cashier, you know, we've got a myriad of different ways that folks interface with our organization. And you really don't need any experience. I'll tell you, when I started with Habitat 14 years ago, they hired me for marketing. They did not hire me to swing a hammer. But the first time I was out there on the build site, I was really worried. I was working right next to the future homeowner on her home. And I was like, I don't know if you should be trusting me with this job. This is her kitchen. And by the end of the day, I was teaching other volunteers how to install windows. The staff out there are just so great about empowering you with knowledge and making you feel confident in the things that you're doing, that it's really just a tremendous experience.
This is the kind of thing that the world needs more of, honestly. If we want to work as a cohesive unit and be, you know, and the humanity of getting together is just so wonderful. And the more we can do that, the better we're all going to be as a whole. You know what I mean? It's really wonderful what you do.
Well, you know, we couldn't do it without these volunteers. Thousands of volunteers are out on our build sites and in our restores every single year, and they're the ones that keep this engine moving.
Tell me a little bit, Jake, about the restores. We were talking to the Washington County Humane Society last hour. They're having a big rummage sale, but when in that same instance, you don't want people to bring their broken junk. You're actually looking for things that you can resell. Granted, they're not new, but you do want them to be in serviceable shape, right?
That's exactly right. You know, we're looking for things that are in gently used condition, anything from home decor to tools, appliances, cabinetry, furniture. We even have a free pickup service. So you're saying, oh, well, I've got a sedan. I can't fit my couch in my car. We can come to your house and pick it up. We even have a deconstruction program. Say if you're remodeling your home, your kitchen cabinets are still in great condition. we have a team that will come in and salvage, you know, whole kitchens within 2 hours. And, you know, they can help you save on waste removal fees, but they can, you know, also ensure that those items don't just get tossed in your local landfill. Instead, they can go to fund our mission.
So how many families did you say, 1,400 in the Milwaukee area?
That's right, since 1984.
Okay, and do you take, how does somebody go about trying to get in a home that's built by Habitat for Humanity? Do you have an application process?
Absolutely. So folks can check that out, all the qualifications right on our website at MilwaukeeHabitat.org. We will be accepting applications very soon for new homes that we're going to be building in the King Park and Midtown neighborhoods. And so now is a great time to check out to see if you might qualify, because I always say it's always nice to get in before we start building the home. Then you can make some, you know, choices about, oh, I'd like my siding color this way, or I'd like my flooring choices a certain way.
Well, make sure you check it out. Again, the website, Jake, is what?
MilwaukeeHabitat.org.
Jake Brandt is with Milwaukee's Habitat for Humanity. Good luck with next week's auction. I can't wait to find out what price those prints fetch.
It's going
to
be big.
Carol,
thank you
will
so
be,
much.
Carol will be there with a big check. Thanks a lot, Jake.
Thanks,
we appreciate
Jake.
It. This is As Goes Wisconsin. We'll be right back.
Now I think I know what you tried to say to me, and how you suffered for your sanity, and how you tried to set them free. They would not listen, they're not listening still. Perhaps they never.
Hey, everybody.
Don't change the station, but do watch out for deer, would ya? You know, they're running around all willy-nilly. It is the Krebscast with me, Charlie Behrens, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
This is Civic Media for the Fox Valley.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. New restrictions on the abortion medication mifepristone were set to take effect Saturday, but the Supreme Court now issued a 5-day administrative stay. ABC's Rachel Scott explains what that means.
As of now, mifepristone can still be administered up to 10 weeks of pregnancy and remains available via telehealth and by mail for at least 5 more days.
Justice Samuel Alito only putting this on hold until late Wednesday, which means we could learn as early as next week whether the Supreme Court decides to take up this case.
Jack Teixeira was in court Friday in Boston. Authorities say the Air Force National Guardsman posted classified documents online. Charging documents do not say anything about his possible motive. Former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, long considered a 2024 Republican presidential possibility, said on Friday he's decided not to run. An explosion was reported at a port in western Japan just before Prime Minister Kishida was set to speak. Nobody was hurt. One person has been detained. This is ABC News.
Don't change the station, but do watch out for deer, would ya? You know, they're running around all willy-nilly. It is the Krebscast with me, Charlie Behrens, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. Wildfires are raging in Wisconsin for a third straight day. Crews responded to 21 wildfires yesterday, including the 3,000-acre Arcadia fire. Several people have had to evacuate their homes, but we don't know of anyone getting hurt. There's rain and cooler temperatures in the forecast tomorrow. Fires aren't the only problem in Wisconsin. Flooding on the Wisconsin River means several people in Wausau are having to evacuate their homes.
You know, you and I, say high water not only poses a danger to
people who live in flood zones, but to rescue workers who might be called to pull people out.
And the thing is, in sports,
the Bucks find out their first-round playoff opponent tonight. It'll either be Miami or Chicago.
You know what I
mean? Brewers beat San Diego last night. 4-3. Eric Lauer starts tonight for Milwaukee.
I'm Terry Bell,
and this is Civic Media News.
Feel the same. We can differ on opinions. That's what I love too, is that we can differ.
Talking to your kids about
the
dangers of vaping can be
but
hard.
We always can
getting them to listen to hot gossip
conversation
is easy.
And
so here's some drama you could
another,
share with your kids.
Which I think is kind of a lost art
Dude,
these days.
Did you hear about
doubt.
Cassie and Jake?
And I really believe
no,
that
but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects
and
brain development?
Message is being able to deliver.
You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football. We're about to find out. Under the helmet with the Grave Digger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Saturday and Sunday at 1 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you're age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy
so
online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance.
Like to
protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
You were supposed to get a colon cancer screening, but stuff came up.
We did have to pick up the twins
for
practice.
Down the way, we had a giant
hospital. Over on if you are 45 and older, don't let stuff get in the way of your screening. Visit the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at ccalliance.org.
It's not good for you. You might think you're getting away with all kinds of stuff, but ultimately I think you are limiting your own experience as a human. And if and when you don't get your way for the first time in a long time, you're not going to know how to deal with it.
It is a true lesson in growing up.
Right.
For sure. Right. You have to, both you and I have suffered through terrible things. And that the whole idea of.
I'm not going to name any names, though.
No, I know. No, me neither. Anybody out there that knows us knows who they are. But the thing is that these are all teachable learning experiences, and you learn how to pick yourself up and move on.
Yes.
So, yes, there are disappointments, and there should be disappointments in life. But, you know, hopefully it's not tragic.
Right.
But it's just learn how to pick that whole adage of it's not how you fall, it's how you pick yourself up. Couldn't be more true. Couldn't be more true.
And we want to thank all our guests who joined us today, Kay and Jesse from the Washington County Humane Society. Make sure you check out their website if you're interested in adopting a dog or a cat. And as you mentioned too, Carol, it's going to be kitten season really soon. This kind of tends to happen every spring, and that will be at all the humane societies across Wisconsin. So you want to check in with them and see if there's a little fuzzy thing you must absolutely have in order to complete your life, because I know they're there.
Yeah, they have one that, because for some reason, I'm always drawn, now Beauregard is red, and he's got red and white ticking.
He's a hound.
But every dog I had, my sister used to say, Carol, they come in different colors, because I always went for that black face for some reason. I don't know why.
You were just drawn to it.
And they have another hound at the Washington County Humane Society with this little black face. I'm like, Okay.
Your husband's going to kill you.
Oh, gosh. All fish hooks. Will he ever? my gosh. I told you, you know, he forbids me from volunteering because he knows that I would just, you know, I wanted to be a vet. That's why.
But wouldn't that be a good way to get your fix? Animal fix by volunteering at a humane society?
My only problem would be, and I'm afraid of this wholeheartedly, that I would get really super attached to one or two or whatever. And I'm a big dog person. I had a Chihuahua growing up, but ever since then I go for
the larger.
Both Sydney and Beauregard are 80 pounds.
Oh, those are big dogs.
Yeah, they're good. They're good size. So
I can understand that, though. I'm afraid I would have the same problem that if I volunteered and bonded with a couple, and then it's going to be like, well, obviously, I am the only one who knows how to care for this animal.
Right. You can't have him.
You can't have him because no one else is going to do as good of a job.
I know.
As moi.
I was for a different humane society, but I did unload a plane load of dogs that came in, and there was a black German Shepherd called Rin Tin Tin, actually.
Love it.
They did get a wonderful home for him, but I wrote Lou because I got him out of his crate and took him around, let him go pee and poop and all that kind of stuff. And I called Lou and I said, can I please bring him home, put my name in? And Lou goes, we cannot have a third 80-pound dog, Carol. And I'm like, okay, there's that voice of reason again. Dang.
I'm sure he found a very good home.
Yes, I'm sure he did.
Thank you to everyone who joined us today.
Absolutely.
It's been great fun. Enjoy the wonderful warm weather that's not going to last. We're going to have some kind of a front is coming through on Saturday. So come Sunday, I think it's only going to be about 50 degrees. So enjoy this while you can. Please keep in mind, we still have that red flag fire warning.
Yes.
For certain parts of the state. This is really, really serious, folks. Don't be tossing lit cigarettes out the window. Not the right day for a campfire. Just use some extra caution.
Use some common sense.
That would be great. Stick around for Dueling Tangents coming up next. This is the Civic Media Network.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid.
Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake?
No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development?
Nuh-uh.
You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Saturday and Sunday at 1. On Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast. Mainly cloudy overnight with lows around 55. Southerly winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Mainly cloudy skies expected again tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 77. Cloudy tomorrow night. Scattered thunderstorms likely. Lows level off around 51. Upper 50s Sunday with a chance for scattered storms. Chance for mixed precipitation on Monday. Highs in the upper 30s. About an inch of snow Sunday night through Monday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 68.
Fox Valley, regional and state news and commentary. For us to find common ground, Civic Media.
Infuse the goodness of handcrafted and single-origin loose-leaf tea into your life. It's all expertly sourced by your own certified tea specialist at Cultivate Taste in Green Bay. Cultivate Taste doesn't use flavorings, candy, or sugar in its luxurious teas, allowing you to develop your personal tea palate while knowing you are drinking something really healthy, too. Cultivate Taste on North Broadway in Green Bay. Call 920-770-7163, 920-770-7163, or go to CultivateTaste.com.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News.